Are you stuck on how to get started discipling your kids? Join me today as I interview Deb Smith. She is a wife of 15 years. She's a mama to two, a primary school teacher, and a podcast host of Mama's Mission. And her heart is to inspire mamas to get intentional about discipling their kids. I'm so excited for you to tune in today and listen to the great chat we had. We talked about all things infertility-wise, her journey into motherhood, which was not necessarily a smooth one, as well as some practical tips and tricks on how she disciples her kids and what that looks like in her home. So let's get started. Hi, I'm Brenda, and you're listening to the Little Kingdom Warriors podcast, where we help our kids discover God through play. Are you overwhelmed by the weight of your never-ending list of things to do, but desperately want to invest in your kids' faith life? Are you tired of the same old colouring sheets and seemingly lifeless Bible stories that you're even struggling to sound enthusiastic about? Well, I'm here to help. I'm a lover of all things creative, an ex-primary school teacher turned stay-at-home mum and follower of Jesus. Let's walk this path together and transform our kids' lives with new and exciting ways to explore the Bible and help them become God's little kingdom warriors. We might not have it all together, but with God, and maybe a strong coffee or two, we've got this. I have got the lovely Deb Smith on my show today, and she is coming and joining me pretty late at night. It's actually 10 p.m. there in New Zealand. Deb, can you share a little bit about yourself, where you come from, who you are? I've already told everyone where you live, and introduce yourself to my listeners.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, Brenda. My name is Deb, and I live in, obviously, New Zealand, in the north part of New Zealand. Born and bred here. Pretty happy to be a Kiwi. What else can I tell you? I'm a mum. I've got two children and been married for almost 15 years.
Wow.
And I'm a primary school teacher, and I've been in that for maybe almost 20 years. And that's something that is a real passion, but it's not something I ever want to go back to full time with children. So I really love the flexibility of relieving here and there to keep my foot in the door a little bit. And yeah, and then I also have a podcast called Mama's Mission, and my heart is just to inspire mamas to disciple their kids.
So can you tell me, Deb, your kids, how old are they?
I have my daughter Mackenzie, she's 7, and my son Ephraim is 1.
Nice. So Deb and I, when we last talked, I think I was about 28 weeks pregnant and you were about to give birth. So it was a little while ago that we chatted. Can you tell me, Deb, how did you get into discipleship and why have you got such a passion about it?
I got into it because for so long I had heard like that God gives us special callings, and I'd never really, you know, I'd really pressed into it going, what is my calling, and I just kept pushing at it. And then one night he just gave me this big download about what my calling was. And at the time, Mackenzie was about 4, and yeah, he just said, he just put discipleship on my heart. And I was like, what is that even? And then he also said, I said, who am I? Like, I've only been a mum for like 4 years. I don't really know what the heck I'm even doing. And then he said, oh, it doesn't stop there. I also want you to inspire other mums out there to disciple their kids as well. So it's basically just showing their kids Jesus, pointing to Jesus all the time throughout, you know, everyday life. And in particular, he's asking, like, from a bit of research I've been doing, a lot of mums out there just need a bit more direction, and they also just want some habits and routines to help them actually implement these things. So that's what we're working on at the moment. So yeah, it's a fun journey. It's a hard journey, and it doesn't necessarily mean that my kids are going to be head over heels for Jesus, but I can do the best that I can to point them in the right direction.
Absolutely. So Deb, can you tell me, what does discipleship look like in your home at the moment? Is there certain routines you have at the moment? Do you do family devotions? How does discipleship look in Deb's home?
Well, basically what it means is walking the talk. So I want to be really authentic with my kids. So basically we get up in the morning. I'll put some worship music on because I think it's quite important to just saturate the home in that. And then we get in the car, and it's just the natural thing that my daughter and I pray for our day in the car. Even if it's a 5-minute ride to the bus, she just knows. And now it's just like goes without saying that that's what we're doing. She's at school a lot of the day anyway, but when we get home, we do random things like we read the Bible together, we journal together. I'm getting her into that a little bit more. We do family worship times. She really likes screen time. So we do like some family devotionals on the screen, just watching. Like, that is such a easy way to disciple your kids. We pray obviously before bedtime, and I like to speak life over my kids, that they were created for a purpose. They have a plan that no one else can fulfill except them. So basically that's what it is. And in a recent interview I did, the person I interviewed said that discipleship to her was reaching the hearts of her children. And I just was really inspired by that. So that's something that, you know, I'm always wanting to talk to my kids, be with my kids, like just hang out and hear their hearts. So we're doing that hopefully a little bit more intentionally from now on.
I'm sure it's pretty intentional anyway. Can you tell me, when you do stuff on the screen, what sort of things are you doing? Do you watch like beginner Bible videos, or what sort of things are you doing on the screen together?
Well, there's a channel called Minnow Kids, I think it is, MINNO. And they have 5-minute devotionals. They're quite short and they're animated really well. And they're just really cool. It kind of gives you a brief skit, and they have a whole range of different devotionals. Usually they're about a specific topic. And then, so you watch it for about 5 minutes, and then it has prompting questions. So you kind of pause the video, discuss what the video is about, how it can apply to your life, which is really awesome. And then we pray together at the end. So in total, okay, it maybe takes 5 minutes to watch it. You're probably spending about not even 10 minutes. Really easy, nice way to end the evening. And it's just, my daughter really enjoys it because her thing is screens. She doesn't get a whole lot of screen time. So when she does get it, she's really engaged. If she was reading the Bible, she is engaged, but not as much.
Yeah, it sort of brings it to life a little bit. Can you elaborate a little bit more? Like, when she was younger, so is she 7? Is that how old you said she was?
7.
Yeah, so let's rewind a little bit. When would you say you started discipling her more actively?
I think maybe around 2, I started to get quite intentional about it and just to put more thought into it, because I had been told that we would not be able to have children. So to be gifted a child, I was like, okay, well, this is not something that I want to, take for granted. So, and I have loved the Lord for a long time. And obviously it's a no-brainer that I want to lead my children into that. But I was very mindful of the fact that the church can't do that for me. I mean, what are they there for? An hour and a half tops? And it was, that's going to help, but I don't think they're necessarily going to come into that intimate and loving relationship with Jesus just with that short time at church. So I had to kind of do something about it. So it just looked like simple things like praying before meals, praying before bedtime, reading I really like the Jesus Storybook Bible. So we went through that together because pictures were all the rage. Just that kind of thing, really simple. And then as she's got older, we've just maybe upped the ante just a little bit.
Well, that's where we're going to stop today. I hope you enjoyed Deb's interview just as much as I did. Join me next time as we unpack part two of the interview with Deb Smith and we dive into a little bit about her infertility journey and how she coped with that, her faith walk. I'm sure you're going to really enjoy it just as much as you enjoyed this one. Don't forget to hop on over to her podcast. Her podcast is called Mama's Mission. I'm going to leave a link to that in the show notes. If you haven't already, hop on over and join my Christian parenting community. I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. And I would absolutely love it if you would take a couple of seconds out of your time to leave me a review. It helps other people find my show and helps them to be able to learn some discipleship tips as well. All right, thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next time. See ya. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you or made an impact on you in some way, I would be so grateful if you could take a minute to leave a review to help other people find my show. Don't forget to click subscribe so you are the first to know when a new episode airs. Hop on over and join my free Little Kingdom Warriors Facebook community, which I will link for you in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless. I'll see you next time.